Welcome to Deep Dive into Water Safety, another episode where we have a great guest, Nikki Roderick, and she is founder of Free Dive Safe. But before we start with her, we need to address why we've started this. We started this program because of the 2025 Hawaii Water Safety Plan, and in that plan were some startling statistics. Drowning is the number one cause of death for Hawaii's children. Hawaii's resident drowning rate is the second highest in the nation. Less than 2% of Hawaii's second graders have the basic skills to avoid or recover from drowning. And 36% of resident drowning deaths are by Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders. Civil Beat has been carrying a lot of great articles on drowning. And in their latest one, where they talk about residents being a higher rate of drowning than we all realized. And our guest today is going to be talking about what was mentioned by Caitlin Thompson in her latest article, which in the last decade, 58 people have died free diving. Another 59 residents have died after being swept to sea while fishing from the shore, picking coveted snails called opi, or simply standing too close to waves that can get dangerously high in times it takes to look up from a tide pool. I'm really excited to have Nikki on. The governor, in his last press conference, brought up the Hawaii Water Safety Plan and said, everybody should read this. If you take it to heart, we can make a difference. So today we have Nikki Roderick, who is a world-class free diver. She has been involved with the International Free Diving Association for over 15 years and founder and former COO. And she founded Free Dive Safe here in Hawaii in 2022. And what's amazing to me when I read on their organization that she's deeply passionate about ocean safety and works to improve the safety around spearfishing, particularly for Hawaiian youth with deep cultural roots in the sport. She is an amazing athlete. She is a world-class free diver who has set a record or holds a record in New Zealand. She's a former competitive swimmer, stand-up paddler, sports enthusiast, and has logged 2 transatlantic crossings by boat and more than 3,000 nautical miles by traveling the ocean. I am impressed. And then the last thing you've done is on July 8th, 2022, you paddled across the Pailolo Channel, Maui to Molokai, 27 miles, with fellow free diving instructor Corey Fultz to raise awareness for spearfishing fatalities in Hawaii and Free Dive Safe's mission. I can't say enough for our next guest, Nikki Roderick. Welcome to our program, Nikki.
Thank you, Margaret. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell me something about your background more than what I just said and how you became involved in free diving and ocean safety.
Yeah, so I grew up immersed in an ocean family in New Zealand where every opportunity allowed was spent diving and fishing along the coastline, camping on the outer islands, mostly centered around gathering and eating seafood, which I kind of felt like that was our job as kids, to get seafood for dad. And mom and dad always placed a huge emphasis on water safety. Looking back, every photo of me on a boat as a kid, I'm wearing a life jacket. And my parents weren't super strict on land, but when it came to water safety, man, it was black and white. And I think that really laid the foundation for life in the water. And safety has just always come first. In 2020, I really jumped into like the competitive freediving discipline. And within my first year, I was hitting those New Zealand national records. And within that window, I co-founded Freediving Instructors International with a former partner. And we grew it worldwide, training a couple of hundred freediving instructors and over 20,000 freediving spearfishermen over 14 years. And our primary focus there was always drilling the safety side first, then layering in the skills for the sport. And, you know, we were taking the average person off the street, and within a day and a half, they were holding their breath for 3 minutes and diving 50, 60 feet.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it was in those early years, you know, I was usually the only woman in a room full of men, but these days it's kind of changed to more 50-50, which makes me really happy. But a big part of my role there was helping bring freediving into the mainstream and showing people that it was a sport that could be done safely and was a great way to reconnect with the ocean.
Can you tell us, because I don't know much about freediving, so I don't know if our listeners know even what freediving is. So could you explain that before you tell us more about free dive safe? What is free diving?
Free diving is breath hold diving. So going out without any tanks or any assistance and holding your breath and diving underwater to depth or distance. And time is usually involved in that equation as well. And it's just such a beautiful sport. It's you know, we're all born with these aquatic abilities within us that just need to be kind of activated with a couple of tweaks and skills. And then we find that we're actually really comfortable holding our breath and swimming underwater and reconnecting with the ocean life.
That's very interesting. So explain to me, we have all these deaths, as I mentioned, 58 died free diving. And in the article by Caitlin, they're talking about a PE picker. So can you explain that to our listeners and to me, how you die being an OPE picker? I don't understand that.
Yeah, so the OPE picking, that's kind of out of my realm, although I do like eating OPE. you know, these guys are, they're scaling down on the rocks, on the lava rocks around the coastline and popping the OPE off the rocks. And, you know, they can kind of be driven to conduct this activity in some pretty extreme conditions. And, you know, the waves come in and there's usually some sort of suction along those coastlines. It's pretty dangerous.
Okay, so that's got nothing to do with free diving. So let's deep dive into free dive safe. Tell me, what is shallow water blackout? I don't, you know, can you help us understand that?
Yeah, so shallow water blackout has been, you know, it's identified as the primary risk in free diving. It's the number one cause of death in our sport. And so we're the human body holding our breath, exerting energy underwater. We have the depth and pressure affecting us as well. And that puts us at risk of low oxygen events in the water. And that can lead to loss of motor control and freediver blackout. And those two put us in dire risk and needing immediate assistance when it does happen.
How can you prevent it?
So, you know, part of what we do is familiarizing everyone with the risks of freediving, that hypoxia is just a part of the sport, right? It's something that we need to be really familiar with, that it's that it can happen out there. And then implementing the safe diving protocols so that we can immediately recognize when it's happening in our dive buddies, and then how to respond and how to navigate our dive buddy out of that situation if it does arise. And, it, you know, it happens within seconds out there. And while we all take measures to prevent it from happening and by diving within our limits and, you know, not advancing through the sport too quickly, gradual progression is a big part of what we do. But by following these safe protocols that we're promoting with Free Dive Safe Hawaii, we can then mitigate these risks, respond, and navigate out of these situations. And teaching those safety protocols, teaching what hypoxia is, and getting everyone familiar with it is allowing our divers to dive safe out there so they can all enjoy this incredible activity safely and responsibly.
So if I was interested in free diving, tell me something about your organization, and if I came to you, what kind of instruction I would get, what do you offer, and are you just on the island on Hawaii, or are you on the other islands, or do you plan to come to the other islands at any point?
So our core focus in 2024, we've been on all major islands. We've taught over 2,500 Hawaii students since our inception in August 2020. But our core focus for 2024 and into the next year is a 1.5-hour freediving safety awareness workshop that's designed for 13 to 18-year-olds. And the session gives us an overview of Hawaii resident drowning statistics, explains our why. Freediving has become the second leading cause of Hawaii resident drownings. And it breaks down those primary risks of the sport, freediver blackout leading to drowning, how to respond, what it looks like with loss of motor control, freediver blackout, and how to follow those safe diving protocols. We also provide like an overview of sustainable spearfishing practices and spear safety. And we distribute a 60-page safety booklet that they can take home and share with their friends and family and distribute within the community. So that's kind of our primary focus, and we've partnered with the DOE for this upcoming school year to get this out into
Oh, that's
Hawaii
good.
Schools.
So how are you going to partner with them? Tell me what you're going to be doing with the Department of Education, because that's exciting.
Yeah. It is. We're really excited to have been awarded a contract for the out-of-school time services. And this is an incredible opportunity for us to distribute this program on a broader scale across the islands. It was awarded at the end of last year, as I shared, and now we're just encouraging the schools to adopt the program. If any school staff are listening, the whole official HIDOE vendor list reference number is E25-08, and they can find our services there. And we're encouraging, you know, all school staff to come on board and help support this initiative around the islands.
Now, explain that to me. So we're here in Kauai. And we have, and this is for middle school? Is this where you would be in middle school?
Yes.
Sixth grade
yes.
or middle school?
Sixth grade and above, yes.
Okay. So if we have those people listening, you're saying that if they want to support this and you would come into the schools, is that part of your support for DOE, from DOE?
Yes.
Okay.
They can find us on the vendor list, and we'll come in. We're an approved HIDOE vendor for out-of-school time services. And we can come in and host our 90-minute in-school presentation with interactive kind of discussions on breath hold risks, body supervision, emergency response, and provide those resources for continued learning. And this training has proven to be saving lives out there within the community.
Of course. So it seems to me if you're collaborating with the DOE, they would make it clear or make it known to every middle school in Hawaii that they should be encouraged to have you come in.
They have. They've notified, all schools have been notified. Now it's just a matter of getting the schools to engage.
So we need, do you need some help here, Nikki? Should I be calling, you know, Kapaa Hai and asking them if they're going
yes.
to be having that? And I'd be glad to do that. We have a new charter school here on the North Shore. Nahamahana, excuse me. Yeah, it's a charter school. I can talk to her, the principal. I don't know if that would work for, they're charter, so I don't know if that's under, that's probably not under the DOE, is it? I'm not really sure.
I think they are involved in, yeah, the
okay.
vendor list, yeah.
Okay. Well, I can from this end try to help because we already know that that's a major issue, free diving and the amount of drownings we have in residents, it's been reported. So we should help get the resources we have, like yours, which is internationally renowned, take advantage of that for all our residents.
Yeah, absolutely.
So have you had anybody, any school call you and say, yes, Nikki, come?
So there was a federal funding hold on these programs, which was recently released. So this is all really just, we're talking in real time within the last
right.
7 to 10 days that this has all started moving forward, which is really exciting to see.
That's very good news. Of everything I've been reporting so far, this is the best. So we have federal release of funds that will support free dive safe work in the middle schools across Hawaii. And
yes.
all the schools have to do is look at the vendor list E25-08 to get a 90-minute training session brought to you by world-class free divers on keeping everybody safe and keeping people from drowning from the sport. So that's wonderful.
Thank you. Yes.
So
that's a great call out.
Are you using any other events to expand the reach of your safety message at all as an organization?
Yeah, we are. We're out in the community. We find a lot of our events are popping up from community members, paddling club leaders that are stepping up and recognizing the need for our workshops within their community. And so we travel around the state. We jump at any opportunities. We've worked with everything from canoe clubs to little fishing communities. We can do our setup pretty much anywhere. And we roll in and get this important education out there to the kids. And while it is primarily addressed to the kids, we do see a lot of parents adopting the messaging and helping to carry this message forward.
Well, maybe we can have you come to Kauai because Hanalei Canoe Club has the largest kids program in the county. And it's very Hawaiian-oriented. It's under the Hawaiian Civic Club. So that might be a good choice to come at some point for all those kids and their families.
Absolutely. They're fantastic to work with, these kids that are growing up in the water.
Yes.
You know, they're out there fishing and diving, and they just grasp this information. You know, these kids know how to, most of these kids know how to dive. They've had that generational knowledge passed down within their family groups. And it's just kind of filling in that gap, that new safety information that has been crystallized over the past 10 to 15 years, where it's proven that it saves lives. You know, I've experienced freediver blackout 5 times in my life. 5 times I've fallen unconscious out there, and my dive buddy has been there and responded, and we've navigated out of that situation within seconds and gone home and reviewed how to avoid it in the future. But, you know, as a top level diver, it does happen more to the likes of us. But, you know, we have these kids that have been diving for a year or two that go out and experience freediver blackout, lacked that important safety knowledge and never come home again. So that's where we're filling that need in the community.
That's great. Have you come to Kauai?
Yes, we've worked at Kauai High School a couple of times.
Oh, that's great. That's really good. So where do you see as your long-term vision for Free Dive Safe? And, you know, what do you see? Just decreasing the amount of drownings by free diving?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Long term, you know, we want every diver in Hawaii to have access to breath hold safety education and just to have that knowledge. You know, there's always going to be people that go out and dive alone or make that decision. You know, hopefully, you know, with our presence in the community, we're feeling in some of the doubt there that you know, that you can dive within your limits, which you cannot. Freediver blackout, we're all at risk of freediver blackout, and you know, the human physiology on any given day is slightly variable because of sleep, hydration, stress. So while we all try to dive within our limits, it's not something that you can guarantee. So having that safety knowledge and having a dive buddy that's watching you and can recognize hypoxic symptoms and signs and respond immediately is critical. So we want to just make sure that it's normalized as part of how we dive, and that's certainly coming to life with Free Dive Safe.
Well, I've learned a lot from you telling me this, but what about spearfishing? Is that an issue? Okay.
Same thing, yeah. The majority of our students and clientele are spearfishing. So I'd how say do 90%.
They? How, why is that an issue? Spearfishing. You have to explain that.
So it's the same, you're holding your breath underwater, so you're at risk of hypoxia.
Okay.
And,
so,
you know, the difference with us is, you know, there's kind of like different sectors of freediving, competitive freediving, recreational freediving, where you're just going out to collect shells or take photos. And then we've got our spearfishing community, and we're really burying into our subsistence spearfishing community, those that are going out there just to shoot some fish to feed their families and communities, and that's our primary target with Free Dive Safe Hawaii, to serve that community.
I'm just absolutely impressed with your work, and I'm so glad that you decided to make Hawaii your home, because this is a great program that you have founded here, and on top of that, you're a world-class athlete. I think it'd be great if you talked about working with canoe clubs. I mean, I think it'd be really a good target, the Hanalei Canoe Club. So we should talk later about how we can make that work and what the schedule is. Maybe it doesn't happen till beginning of the next paddling season, because they think the season's over because states for the kids is over and they're back to school.
Back to school.
Yeah, but we should think about it for the beginning of the season for them. But I can also talk to Kapa'a High School in that regard. I mean, junior high school, and also Nahamahana, which is the charter school. I don't know if you've identified them as somebody that you could come and do a lesson for. So I'd be willing to do that for you.
Awesome. Yes, I'd love to.
Okay, so you're on the vendors list, E25-08. I've learned a lot from you and everything you've done. So this is kind of like a little off free dive, but you paddled across Pailolo. How did you paddle? In a canoe? Stand up?
Stand up paddleboard.
You're amazing.
14 foot. So that was fun. I mean, as I was raised, implementing all of the safety protocols around you, and then go out there and have a ton of fun on the ocean and lead this great adventurous lifestyle out there and everything that it brings us.
I mean, you did it to raise awareness for free diving. That's just fantastic. You and somebody else, right? The two of you did this crossing.
Corey Phillips, yeah.
Do you have any plans for any more activities like this, Nikki?
Oh, I'm down. I'm down for anything.
Oh, no. There's more to be done.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm on board.
So what is the plan now? You're waiting to see, you got the funds. Okay. So now you're just waiting for the schools to respond. And
yes.
That looks really exciting. So
yeah,
you went to a town hall because you said, hey, I can't do anything on Wednesday. I'm flying over for the town hall that Caitlin Thompson from Civil Beat put together with Dwayne DeSoto, Department of Health, and a lifeguard. Tell us about that, because that's all about water safety, and you were there, so.
Yeah, it's so great, the work that Caitlin is doing to shine a light on the Hawaii Water Safety Coalition and the Hawaii Water Safety Plan, and the collaboration of all of these organizations coming together to address drowning prevention here in Hawaii. And I was really grateful for the opportunity to go over and host a table and share the work that we're doing with Free Dive Safe. Jesse Town Horner from the Hawaii Department of Health shared that the DOH is really bearing in and focusing on a new messaging campaign around supervision. And I thought that was great when she shared that, because supervision, it goes across all water sports. It's
right.
Critically important. It's not just watching your keiki, in the ponds. It's, for our experienced spear fishermen, close supervision and dive buddy systems is, how we operate. So I stand wholeheartedly behind supporting that campaign. But it was great to hear of the work that Nakomakai and Kurt with the Honolulu Ocean Safety
Bureau
sharing.
Yeah.
I think that the underlying theme is lack of funding. I wasn't aware that the junior lifeguard programs were, the county junior lifeguard programs were lacking funding. So, you know, there's just all these areas of need for funding and raising awareness for water safety in Hawaii. It just seems like it's overwhelming. It's going to require everyone to come on board and help support this mission.
I agree. But I think it has to be a state priority. And I think when Governor Green says, read the 2025 Hawaii Water Safety Plan, if you take it to heart, we can save lives. And I think it starts with the governor's office. You know, water safety should be a state priority. It's a public health issue. And I think the more we amplify this issue, I think we're going to continue to make some ground. And that's a shame that we don't have more funding for junior lifeguard. But I think things in actually the schools would be a good step, too, to have Department of Education. And it's great to hear that you've gotten funding to do that. That's all in the right direction. So we just have to keep fighting the fight. Dwayne DeSoto told me that, you know, we have neglected our young too long and that, you know, persistence is the word he uses and has because he's been doing his program a long time. And you haven't been here that long and you're making quite the impact, Nikki. So I'm very, very impressed.
It's definitely a passion project. And, you know, working with the community is a huge thing for us, laying down that infrastructure. I remember I was so afraid of setting up a nonprofit and launching this and seeing it possibly fail. But I think the idea behind a nonprofit is setting it up and then the community adopts it if they see it's needed in the community. And that's what's happened with Free Dive Safe. So I'm just the facilitator here and the community is taking it and running with the program.
Well, thank you for coming on. Your voice is really needed in Hawaii to answer a really critical part, which is free diving and drowning, because we all know drowning is preventable. And that's our message here. And the more we can talk about that, because a lot of our listeners don't know, we have the high drowning rates. They don't know that residents are drowning, and they don't know that free diving and spearfishing is also a very high incidence of drowning among residents. And to have our listeners know that there's such a resource such as yours, Free Dive Safe, right here in Hawaii from a world-class free diver is really amazing. And so I really appreciate the time, and I will do my best to call Kapa'a Junior High and Nahamahana and at least tell them about what is available for their students. And we will again say that you're on a vendors list E25-08 for all the schools to understand that you can come in and give instruction on free diving. So thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Margaret.
Stay in touch, okay?
Thanks so much. I appreciate this opportunity.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.